Bernadette DePino is a committed Catholic who is very involved with her parish. She is also the chief of police for Ocean City, Maryland, a city that, in the summer months, is the second largest city in the state of Maryland. And I'm very happy to welcome Chief DePino to Catholic Forum. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Chief, first question, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, about your background, about your career, and your involvement with your parish.
Well, I'm 40 years old, and I'm from Baltimore originally. I grew up in the St. Joseph Fullerton Parish. I have a daughter that's 21 years old, and I'm a fourth-generation police officer. My great-grandfather and my grandfather and my dad were all police officers before me, and my grandfather and dad were both Baltimore City police officers, and it was something that I always wanted to do in my life. I went to college. I went to Loyola College and Essex Community College, and I decided when I turned 21 that I really wanted to follow my dream to become a law enforcement officer like my dad, who's really my hero and mentor. And I applied to the Baltimore County Police Department and was accepted and went into the academy in 1985. And I worked there for almost 3 years. And in 1988, my dad was retiring from his job in Baltimore City, and our family was moving to Ocean City. And I had a tough choice to make, but I decided I made the right choice because family is very important to me. And we moved to Ocean City in 1988, where I became a police officer with the Ocean City Police Department. And for the next 16 years, I worked my way meritoriously through the rank structure, and a little over a year ago was appointed as a full chief of police here in the Ocean City Police Department. I'm very proud of that accomplishment. I've got my degree from Salisbury University, and I'm also a graduate of the FBI National Academy.
Why don't you talk a little bit about your involvement with your parish? You're a member of St. Luke's, St. Andrew's Parish?
That's correct. A very strong supporter of our parish. I was a Sunday school teacher for many years at the St. Andrews. I'm also a Eucharistic minister at our church, and actually this coming Saturday I'm going to go through training to become a lector at the church. So I'm very proud of our church and want to play an active role. I think it's very important. My religion's important to me.
What are some of the challenges that you face as a chief of police here in Ocean City? Now, I would imagine there's certain challenges that go into being the police chief in a resort community where you have a tremendous influx of people coming in. And then also challenges that face you as a woman in a position that is traditionally a male position, at least it has been in the past.
Well, I think you nailed it on the head. Being a resort town is very challenging. When I was a Baltimore County police officer, if we were working a case, I worked narcotics there, you knew the people were going to be there for 30 years, so there was really no rush in working a case. You could spend years on a case. Whereas in Ocean City, if you have people here for a week, that's a luxury. So there's a constant turnover, whether it's a weekend warriors, as we call them, that come in on Saturday and Sunday, or the people that come down for a week, or people that come for the entire summer, like the students and the people that visit for the summer. It's very challenging because you're constantly going through a change of people. Every week when you just think you get people educated about what the laws are and educated about how to be safe in Ocean City, a whole new group of people come in. So it's the transient nature of the population and the large number of people that come in. A lot of people don't realize Ocean City is the second largest city in the state of Maryland in the summer, second only to Baltimore. We can get anywhere up to 250 to 300,000 people in Ocean City, whereas on paper, if you look at the census records, it says we have 7,400 year-round residents. So it's not quite accurate in the things that our police officers have to deal with. From peace and good order crimes to, all the crimes all the way up the gambit. We're very much like an urban police department, but we're, knock on wood, much safer. And by the grace of God, we have a very good community and a supportive community. So those are some advantages of being in Ocean City. In reference to being a woman in this position, throughout my whole career, I've never looked at myself as being a woman police officer. I've only looked at myself as being a police officer. And did I have the skills and the abilities to be able to perform the task? And to this day, I still look at my position exactly that same way. And I'm very confident in my ability, so that's how I got to where I am right now. I do see that there are challenges in being a woman in this position. It's not very well known. There's not a lot of women that are out there doing this job. And you do get some criticism from all different positions. But again, I think anybody would, you know, take criticism. But I've noticed it more in this position than I ever have in any other position, including I was the commander of our SWAT team and had a very good, loyal team. And we never had any problems with me being a woman leading them or being a member of the team. So it's challenging.
How many police officers do you have working for you? Say, here we are at the peak of the season. How many officers are on duty?
Well, we have 95 year-round police officers, but we hire over 105 seasonal police officers to work for us. So we have over about 200 officers, and we really don't give out the exact numbers that are given out on the street at any given time, because we don't want the bad guys to know exactly how many of us are out there. But I can assure you that we have enough police officers to handle the crowds. We've asked for more officers in our upcoming budget. We really need more officers because we're becoming more of a year-round resort. But there are enough officers out there to make people safe and comfortable.
Now, how has your Catholic faith helped you in your job?
I think it is the most important and vital part of my career. My religious beliefs and my family is what has helped me become successful and has helped me go along in my path in my career. If it wasn't for my belief and faith in Jesus Christ and the Catholic Church and all the beliefs that surround that, I would never be able to get through each and every day, because in this position as a chief of police, there are very high highs and very low lows. And I feel it's very important, and I strongly believe this, that my faith and God being in my life is what's helped me be able to get through those highs and those lows. Believe me, especially in those lows, because those are the times you feel that you need God in your life the most. And he's been there, and it's such a relief to know that I put my life into God's hands. And it alleviates a lot of the worries and stresses that I have in my life. There's a lot of things you do as a chief of police that nobody else knows about. Nobody, even as a police officer, you don't realize everything a chief goes through, the controversies and the stresses and the important decisions you have to make and the people that need your attention. And there's always a worry and stress. But I found by putting my life in God's hands, by attending church regularly, by praying regularly, that is what keeps my spirit and my soul and my faith and everything moving forward. And if I didn't have God in my life and my family in my life, I would never be able to get through either the good or the bad times. So I feel very fortunate that I've had the Catholic upbringing that I did, that taught me about God and taught me about, you know, how to practice your faith and keep that the focus, because it's very important.
Now, two of our priests, Father Hurley, Father Steve Hurley, and Father Bill Coco, are former Ocean City police officers and detectives, and they made the switch a number of years back from police detective to seminarian, and now a priest for the Diocese of Wilmington. And you worked with both of them. First question, Chief, what were they like as police officers?
Oh, they were outstanding police officers. And the loss that the Ocean City Police Department had in them is the gain that the Catholic Church had. They were funny, cared about people, genuine all-around good guys, outstanding police officers. I mean, very aggressive and made a lot of arrests and were good detectives and investigators, and you couldn't find any better. So it's really no surprise to me that they made the transition over into priesthood, because we do very similar jobs. We're in the job of saving people's lives and property and everything, and they're in the job of saving people's souls, and they intermingle a lot. As a police officer and as a priest, you often have to be the social worker and the mother and the listener and the nurse and so many other things. Our jobs are very closely tied. I'm so proud of them, and I'm glad they're on our team, and I'm glad to know they're going to be praying for me and the Ocean City Police Department.
Do you have any more that you can send us?
Well, it's kind of funny, because everybody says, you know, all good things come in threes, and we're looking at who's the third person. And I was joking at Bill Coco's dinner the other night. I was talking to some of the nuns up there that I'd read an interesting article about some very successful women who were in, like, CEO jobs and very high-paced jobs, had left those jobs, become nuns up in a beautiful nunnery up in Vermont. And I said, you know, it sounded very appealing. They said, maybe it might be me. state, you know. So they were laughing, but it seemed very appealing. They said that they were never happier, these nuns in Vermont, than they were when they were doing their work selling cheese and raising goats and everything else that they were doing. So we're still looking for that third one. But we actually do have a third police officer. He's actually a sergeant in our agency who retired after 25 years, and he is actually going into studying to become a religious minister. And so we think maybe that might be the third one, but it's not the third one in the Catholic Church. So we still got the hope there.
Now, you've obviously achieved quite a lot in your career. What advice would you give to a young woman who may be in the position where she's just starting out, considering a career in law enforcement?
Well, I think it's a very honorable profession that someone would be interested in, and I think it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. If you want to do this job, you have to have certain characteristics, and especially for the women, you have to have the heart, the intelligence, the physical endurance and motivation. So I really recommend to them, number one, go to school, get a good education, stay out of trouble. Don't get any traffic tickets, you know, follow all the laws, obey all the laws, because you do have to go through an extensive background check to become a police officer. Talk to other police officers. I would be very happy and honored to talk to any woman or any man that's interested in becoming a police officer. I could give them some of my advice, and I would hope to be able to help them in that area. But don't give up on your dream ever. Have a goal. Set little mini goals to get that big accomplishment. And we welcome you to come to Ocean City to try it out for a summer. All you have to be is 21 years old. Put in an application. Try it out for the summer. You'll get the experience and the excellent opportunity to become to see if it's something that you want to do in your career.
If someone would come here to the Ocean City Police Department and apply for a job, whether it's a seasonal or a year-round position, what is the qualities that you're looking for in that individual?
Well, we're looking for someone with integrity, with good morals. We're not looking for perfect angels, because there's none of them out there, but people that have made mistakes, but they realize it and have overcome them. You can't have committed any serious crimes, like felonies. You have to be physically fit. We want police officers that are healthy and that are, we're not looking for, again, rocket scientists, but we're looking for police officers that are intelligent, that are articulate, that have the ability to read and write, and are also very good with people, because this is a job that's about dealing with people and with human beings, with emotions and problems, and you have to be a caring, compassionate person, somebody that is willing to lay your life on the line for somebody else. And that's why I was saying to you earlier, it's a very honorable profession. I'm so proud of men and women that want to become police officers or want to go into the military or want to go into the priesthood or the nunnery, because they are committing to the world, their lives. They're putting forward all these efforts to make the world a better place to live in, to make the world a safe place to live in. And that's why I say it takes a very special person to want to become a police officer. So how do we test for that? That's the most difficult part. Sometimes it's, you know, a written test and a physical agility test, and you talk before an interview board. And other times it's they actually have to get the job, and then you see what they do out on the street to give you a good indication of whether they're the caring, compassionate type person that's also got the integrity and the ethics and the morals to stand some very difficult things, because, you know, as a police officer, you're often put in a predicament where when you do the right thing, it can go one way, but you can also do the wrong thing. So it takes a very strong moral fiber, and that's where my religion comes in, and that's where my reading of the Bible and practicing my religion and going to church really helps you say, yeah, that's not the right thing to do. What would Jesus do in this case? Or what would God, he's looking at me and he's going to judge me one day. Is that the right thing to do? So you always have to have that good moral fiber and that basic makeup. So I know it's a lot to ask of the candidates, but it's a huge responsibility to be out there. We're protecting people, but we also have the right to take their freedom away and handcuff them and put them in jail for crime. So I think it needs to be a special person to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the state of Maryland and the town ordinances. So we're going to be pretty particular about the scrutiny we put on a candidate.
Final question, Chief. What's in the future for Bernadette DePino? What are your future plans? Are you content to stay here, or are you looking at other things?
Oh, I'm very happy to stay here with the Ocean City Police Department. I'm proud to be the chief of police in this agency. We have the best police officers, I think, in the state, if not in throughout the whole country. So I'm going to, you know, serve out my career here. After that, I'm not really sure. I love to teach. I'm an instructor at our academy, so I'd like to continue that after that. But I'm not really sure. I haven't thought much past the next maybe 10 years here with Ocean City.
Well, Chief Bernadette DePino, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on Catholic Forum.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. God bless everyone.